When Balaam raised his eyes and saw Israel encamped, tribe by tribe, the Spirit of God came upon him, and he gave voice to his oracle. The utterance of Balaam, son of Beor, the utterance of a man whose eye is true, the utterance of one who hears what God says and knows what the Most High knows, of one who sees what the Almighty sees, enraptured and with eyes unveiled. How goodly are your tents, O Jacob, your encampments, O Israel. They are like gardens beside a stream, like the cedars planted by the Lord. His wells shall yield free flowing waters. He shall have the sea within reach. His king shall rise higher, and his royalty shall be exalted. Then Balaam gave voice to his oracle. The utterance of Balaam, son of Beor, the utterance of the man whose eye is true, the utterance of one who hears what God says and knows what the Most High knows, of one who sees what the Almighty sees, enraptured and with eyes unveiled. I see him, though not now. I behold him, though not near. A star shall advance from Jacob, and a staff shall rise from Israel. The Word of the Lord. On Friday, December 5th, a number of us sisters attended the 30th annual William Cosgrove Justice Dinner, sponsored by the Akron Catholic Commission. The recipient of the Bishop Cosgrove Award this year is Dwayne Krabs, who 10 years ago gave up a secure job as an Akron firefighter paramedic to minister in one of the poorest sections of Akron. He and his wife Lisa moved their family to a home on West South Street in order to share the life of the people to whom they hoped to minister. Their goal is to improve the lives of the people living in the South Akron crime-ridden neighborhood. Dwayne and Lisa, with a core team, have made a huge difference in that neighborhood with their South Street ministry. In the car on the way home, we talked about Dwayne's and Lisa's courage. We were awed by what this family was doing, but we also felt uncomfortable. They're living out of the gospel in such a radical way, forced us to examine our own gospel living. We all remarked that we could not do what they were doing. Still, there was a felt dis-ease. Their faith-filled dedication presents a challenge to our own call to gospel living. While we cannot rush out to radically serve the poor, none of us here is excused from living the gospel as radically as we can in our own circumstances. We are not the only ones who wait during the Advent season. God waits too, waits for us to be open, receptive to God's word and God's ways for us at this time in our lives. God acts in the world through us. While the building of the kingdom is God's work, God cannot do it without us. We either advance or hinder the coming of the kingdom by the way we are living. As Dominicans, our call is to be the preaching of the justice and compassion of God. I suggest that our place in God's scheme is to be as Balaam, those of the utterance of one whose eye is true, the utterance of one who hears what God says and knows what the Most High knows. We are those who see what the Almighty sees, enraptured and with eyes unveiled. We are those who sit with God and in God, absorbing God's mind and and heart. In her keynote at our pre-chapter meeting, Carol Zinn reminded us that we are standing on the brink of a leap into a new consciousness. Between stage one consciousness, which is concerned with power, domination, and fragmentation, there is a leap of transformation to stage two, which is concerned for the common good, where everything is connected and interconnected. The mission of religious life, especially Dominican contemplatives, is to witness to this leap. The urgent realities of our times call us to confront the divisions and the brokenness so prevalent in our world, and to witness to an inclusive vision, one that reaches out in respect for all people. We each must ask ourselves, how can I, at this time in my life, witness to the inclusive and compassionate love of the Trinity?